Okay, so here Pio, his story, old Pio, 2026, I mean. And he's talking to God as usual, this room there. We should have this scene coming back again and again. It's good. And and he's saying, you know, as usual, you know, I just need help, please. I'm aging. I'm more and more realizing, you should say, my own helplessness and weakness here, and I will just become more and more helpless as years go by. I need your help. But then sometimes he just says, I need help. I need help. And he means it. And then he meets that lady again. And he speaks those words, you know, or whoever it is, then okay. He speaks those words and says, you know, I realized then that why should I just, you know, I'm going here nagging God to help me. We should serve God by helping each other. To support each other, that's what the devotees of God should first of all do. Forget about, you know, institutions and churches-ish. Global government-ish thinking, you know, this state and the state is one thing and Hindu communities and it's gone the way that things, I would say, religions mostly go. So don't be too, you know, worried or concerned if you see over there some old sluggish bureaucracy. Where the elders live, and yes, feed from, to be honest. Because I can say this respectfully, but honestly, because I was there, I was inside there, and I was going on that path. Had I continued that path, I would have been walking around here today, probably as a sannyasi, or something like that, with saffron robes on. And yes, maybe then by the laws of the social, you know, environment here, the others would have felt obliged to the youngsters and the other old ones, obliged to serve the, you know, the Maharaj or the great Prabhu, who's a senior disciple of Srila so and so, senior here, and he's a holy man because he's got saffron, so we should cook for him, which is clean his apartment, we should wash his clothes, and if he wants to travel somewhere, we should collect, go out there, collect money, sell Hong Kong paintings or whatever. And well, he has a private bank account with millions and millions on it by now, but we don't see that anyway. So, you know, the cognitive dissonance kicks in and it gets you know, that person is sitting there in a very awkward position. It's like you've been put there to get spoiled. So anyway, why am I saying all this? Well, he got going here. So anyway, yeah.